Today is December 16th, 2023. Christmas season, happy holidays. But you know what? I'm confused about something. Okay, so, what is Jesse confused about this time, Doc, Jesse? Which am I? I don't know. I'm confused about, am I Doc or Jesse? That's not what this episode's about. This episode is about a movie. It's kind of a review. I'm not really reviewing this movie, but it's also, like, yeah, a little bit of a review. I just got out of seeing Godzilla Minus One in Japanese. This movie is fucking amazing. It is so good. It is... Okay. I like Godzilla movies. Let's just start there. I like giant monsters. I like the idea of giant monsters fighting each other, which is what a lot of Godzilla movies are. I like the concepts that some of the Godzilla movies address. Some of, you know, the man's hubris and blah 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 blah. Humankind's hubris. I like that stuff. That's cool. I do enjoy the movies where Godzilla is the bad guy. I haven't seen, I haven't seen Shin Godzilla, which I guess is the one that everybody references, but there's a bunch of those, you know, the classic, the first Godzilla movie, which is commonly known as Gojira from 1954, is that, like, Godzilla is the bad guy, is the monster, and is there to destroy Tokyo. It's a commentary on post-war Japan, and, you know, it's also, it is notably not super, critical of Japan's government during the war. Or at least I don't remember it as such. I watched it. I've watched the original Godzilla as it was remade for American audiences several times, but I watched Gojira, I guess quite a few years ago when it was kind of re-released. But my point being that It's a film that is, like, it's critical of Americans. I should say the Japanese version is critical of Americans. It's critical of a lot of other elements, but it is not critical of Japan during the war. And quite frankly, the reason is that it was fresh. I mean, this is 1954. You know, 9 years prior was when Japan surrendered because of the bombing. So the idea of that element and understanding what that is, seeing a Japanese movie that looks at the Japanese government during World War II in a critical light was something that I've kind of always thought, it's not going to, you know, you're not going to see a mainstream film. You're not going to see a Toho film that's going to be critical of Japan during the war, because that's something that's highly controversial, even still, you know, 70 years later, 80 years later, it's something that, that people don't want to really discuss. However, Godzilla Minus One is, and I'm not going to give spoilers. I'm very tempted to, because there's some really, really cool stuff that happens, and they do some really neat things. I guess I will say, and when I talk movies, I talk about tropes a lot, and I don't hate tropes. I know sometimes somebody that's a reviewer, and I'm not a reviewer, by the way. I have stated that this is a review. I'm also going to state I'm not a reviewer, because I don't commonly go and review movies, even though I go see a lot of movies. I like movies a lot. I would review movies. I'd review movies with my wife, and we would do a review show, and it would be fun. And we've talked about it, but it just hasn't happened. Who knows? Maybe she'll listen to this and she'll be like, hey, we should. I'm like, okay, great. Let's do that. But of course we have a tiny human that we care for, and that makes getting to the movies right now, a little bit more complex. But that might, you know, we might be able to do the sitter thing, in due course, but I digress. Godzilla Minus One, amazing movie. The tropes, it steers into a bunch of tropes, but then it veers away at the last minute, and that's where it kind of gets really interesting. It takes a lot of the tropes that you've seen in monster movies, horror movies, Godzilla movies, all of that stuff, and then subverts it in this really interesting way. And it does it in a way that I found very unique. And I think that that's worth analysis. Like, what did they do that made this feel different from what's been done before? So that being said, is this my favorite Godzilla movie? Absolutely. It was great. It was amazing. I've liked the legendary Godzilla films. I like the story of Godzilla as kind of a protector of Earth, who Godzilla and Kong, both like apex predators, and that whole story that is kind of developed. I'm excited for the next one that you know, establishes a greater threat. I'm excited for, I'm sure they're going to do one that, where there's a giant space threat that comes, and I'm excited for that. I want to see more legendary MonsterVerse stuff, because that is a cool version of, you know, it's. I want to see the Monster Avengers, you know, Godzilla and. You know, oh, here's King Kong and Mothra and, you know, I don't know, Inguarius, whatever, whoever is going to be, Hawkeye. But the movies that Toho has kind of continued to do are kind of playing with the formula in different ways. And I think it's kind of interesting. Toho licensing to Legendary means that they can get the opportunity to see, you know, hey, here's your Godzilla films where Godzilla's a good guy. And then when you see a Toho film, you're going to see something different. And I think that that's a neat subversion of licensing expectations. I think it's probably confusing to mainstream American audiences. But weirdly, like, this doesn't, well, I don't know if I should say that, this Minus One, great movie. And that kind of brings me to where I wanted to kind of talk about, because Minus One does something that I thought I'd never see a Japanese movie do, and that's be critical of the Japanese government. Now, it is very, very pro the Japanese people, and it is very, very pro the Japanese soldiers who survived the war, which is another thing that you don't see often, or I haven't seen or experienced. And by the way, I would love people to, if people commented and like, oh no, this Japanese film or this Japanese show, or you know, these things are all, you know, saying the things that you're saying, you don't see, like, that's fine. I would love to see the counterpoint to that. But I feel like a lot of the times it's this kind of like, oh, the poor soldier, the poor Japanese military, you know, soldiers and seamen and yes, I know I said seamen, and whatnot that survived. Like, oh, that was a great, cool sneeze. Airmen, pilots, whatever. You know, they're beleaguered, they're worn out, they're beat up, you know. And this movie portrays them in a different light than that. And that is, it's something I appreciate, because I don't think that war is a good thing at all. I think that governments that drive their populace to war, are doing harm, for, you know, reasons that I don't fully comprehend. But also, you know, there's this whole thing of like, well, I don't know. I'm not going to get into, this isn't a podcast about war. This is a podcast about movies. And this is a podcast about stories. And this is a podcast about how stories evolve. And that's the whole thing. Like, 80 years ago, 70 years ago, when the first Godzilla was made, you wouldn't have seen that story about the where the Japanese government was sort of one of the villains. I mean, they weren't actively the villain in this, but it was critical of this. I don't think you would have seen it 40 years ago. I don't think you would have seen it, you know, it would have been tough to see 30 years ago. I watch a decent amount of anime. I don't watch a ton of anime, but I watch, when anime strikes me, I'll sit and watch the whole thing and like, oh yeah, like this, you know. And I really don't feel like the anime that I've seen that has that same objective is doing it in a way that isn't in some way subversive. One of my examples is there's a film called, or there's a series called Big O, which I'm a huge fan of, and I've sought to rewatch for a number of years now. And you know, that's a movie, or that's a show about giant robots who fight each other, and then these old robots come back. There was some kind of ancient war, but people don't remember things. There's this weird, like, amnesia thing that happened, like, 10 years prior to the story. And it's this noir-style, like, mystery, and then there's giant robots. I don't know. I don't know if I can explain this in a way that it would appeal to anybody. But Big O, if Big O was turned into a live-action American series, it would be awesome. Also, it would probably need a different name. But even still, it would be awesome. That's just my point. But the, like, that, the story that's telling is a lot about, like, hey, people in the past made these mistakes, and choices were made, and now we're paying for those choices. And it's I always saw it as a reference to the Japanese government in World War II, or either before or after then. Like, it very much seemed that. But, of course, you're subverting that, right? You're not saying, hey, the government did a bunch of bad shit. They're saying this fictional government did some bad stuff, you know. But a lot of anime does kind of have that subversion. Akira is an example of that. Cowboy Bebop is a series where, you know, the government is just a bunch of stooges, and they're almost entirely useless. And I think that there have been these elements in Japanese culture that are critical of that, but don't want to see it said outright. And that Godzilla Minus One kind of undoes that. It says something actively, and that shows a cultural evolution. And I'm sure that there are, I don't know this for certain, I'm sure that there are detractors of this movie in Japan who think it's too critical of the government, who think it's, you know, oh, how dare they, it's got to be there, right? But then I think to our own culture, the American culture, and I think of, like, responses to movies like The Marvels. Now, Godzilla Minus One right now is the best movie I've seen all year. Before that, it was Guardians of the Galaxy 3. But also, like, I loved The Marvels. And Marvels is now 3, I think. I really enjoyed it. But, you know, it did some different things. Having a dance sequence on a planet where people have conversation only in song, like, that's something that, you know, you're not going to see in a lot of American action movies, American science fiction action movies, superhero movies, I guess is what I'm saying. The Snyder Cut didn't cut out a whole sequence where Batman and Superman, you know, burst out into song. But doing that is something cool and something neat, and it's pushing these stories. And I think that of a lot of the more recent Marvel stuff, people are hypercritical of it, and people think it's shitty. And I think that Disney/Marvel's response to what that is has been like, well, let's make it grimdark, you know. Then you end up with something like fucking Secret Invasion. And I wanted to defend Secret Invasion right up until that last episode. And I was like, I can't do it. You end up with something like a Multiverse of Madness, which, you know, I've said this publicly multiple times, and I'm going to continue saying it. And people can feel free to comment on this too. I would be very happy if Sam Raimi never touched a superhero property ever again. He doesn't make good superhero movies. And I know that people really like those Spider-Man movies with Tobey Maguire, but you compare those to any other Spider-Man movies, even Amazing 2. And the best of those is, okay, the second one is pretty solid when put next to Spider-Man Amazing 2, but I don't know. I wouldn't put that with any of the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies. It has a great performance by an amazing actor, and there you go. I guess those are the properties from Marvel that I look at and go, oh, you made the wrong choice here. Whereas I look at things like that people loathe, like Eternals or She-Hulk or Miss Marvel, that series. You know, I feel like I should be able to rattle these off left and right, but I like those. I like the different things being done. I like seeing stories evolve and change, but I understand that what it comes down to is that before stories can evolve and change and still be popular, the culture needs to evolve. And I think that the American culture is in a process of evolution. We are at this weird tipping point where it's like we're either going to just dip into the abyss of hate and fear and you know, authoritarianism and just mistrust, or we're going to start moving in the other direction with a little bit more verisimilitude. You know, get some momentum in progressing what our society looks like. And, you know, that's growth, and I want growth because I have a little girl now, and I want her to experience good things, not hate and fear. I don't want her to have to go to school and be afraid of getting shot in school. That's something that really fucking terrifies me. And it's the reason I started looking at what other countries can I go to and take my family to. And to see a culture like the Japanese with this significant moment that shows it's this evolution, because Minus One is the, you know, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Godzilla film of all time. And which, you know, that means everybody's going to see it multiple times. People love that movie. And it's critical of this thing that they weren't comfortable being critical with. And maybe it's time that we accept, yeah, Americans are going to have to do films and stories that are fucking critical of American shit. Americans are going to have to accept stories where women, people of color, LGBTQ, plus all that. Sorry. I'm dyslexic. It's a bunch of letters. But all of that has to be more accept. We have to accept more things. And do I think that the Japanese probably have a ways to go? Sure. But I can't, I'm not going to sit here and be critical of them as a culture when I look at ours and I think, no, you know, I'm not going to throw stones at the cultures of other nations when I think that ours isn't doing so hot, in and of itself, but. That's my take on it. Watch Godzilla Minus One. I guess that's the whole thing. And watch everything with an open mind. You know, and if you can't open your mind, I don't know, fuck off. You know, if you can't open your mind and you're like, you know, well, what about white men? What do we get now? I got some good news for you. There's a whole fucking library of shit that you can watch anytime you want. So, good on you. But me, I'm going to watch Marvels. Whatever, Aquaman, you know, the new Aquaman. I'm going to watch, you know, I'm going to see these things that tell stories that, you know, that are new and different and expose people and things to other ideas and cultures. And I'm going to make sure my little girl does too. And you know, if you hate what I'm saying and you think what I'm saying is woke bullshit, which I guess here's my final thesis statement. If you're somebody that says wokeness or woke bullshit or woke whatever, then you're probably somebody that also complained about SJWs, social justice warriors, you know, a few years back, just oh, SJW bullshit, blah, blah, blah. You know, and that's that kind of thing. And if you are, you're probably somebody that complained or continues to complain about political correctness. Here's what I'll fucking say to you. Political correctness. Okay, so you hate political correctness, so you'd rather be incorrect. Good. Solid. Okay. Do you hate the political part too? No, you're fine with the political part. You just want politics to be in favor of you. Great. Fuck you. Also, social justice warriors. Okay, what do you hate about that? Social justice? You hate social justice? You don't like people to be equal under society. Okay, interesting. You don't like the warrior part? You don't like people fighting for what they believe in? Well, that's okay, because it's clear that you're a hateful coward. So there's your opposite of social justice warrior, hateful coward. Great. Fuck you. Wokeness. I mean, listen, you want to stay asleep, you can fucking stay asleep. But don't come for me on wokeness. Or, you know what? Do. Because I can handle your shit. And nobody else should have to. So, and you know, there we go. But I don't know. This is probably going to get 5 listens anyways, and I just keep doing these because I just enjoy it. Go see Godzilla Minus One. You know, if you like what I have to say, then, you know, then if we have a chance to go out to dinner, I'll be your plus one. So, that's a terrible joke. I shouldn't call myself a comedian anymore. All right. Take care. Have a great holiday. I'll see everybody later.